A businessman in New York State has purchased sweeping development rights along the Erie Canal, the historic waterway that first linked the East Coast to the U.S. Midwest. The developer plans to build waterfront homes worth tens of millions of dollars, but some critics contend that the state sold rights to the canal for a fraction of their value. NPR's Brian Mann reports from Albany.
4 years ago, a company called Hutchins LLC, based in Buffalo, paid $30,000 for exclusive rights to develop waterfront homes along the Erie Canal, which stretches from the Hudson River west to Lake Erie. Under a contract with the state, the company gets to choose a total of 50 miles of prime waterfront. Developer Richard Hutchins plans to dig a series of side channels, then build as many as 3,000 shorefront homes on adjacent parcels of private land. New York Assemblyman Richard Brodsky says the $30,000 price tag was far too small. He also claims the deal was struck quietly with little public oversight.
Failing to advertise, failing to bid, not letting the free market come to bear on it, ended up with the people of the state receiving dramatically less than they should have in terms of fair value.
Despite the scope of the project, officials at New York's Canal Corporation only published a single notice inviting proposals. The ad was buried in a state-run newsletter. According to Brodsky, state officials made little effort to contact other real estate developers active in the region, but they faxed a copy of the notice directly to company officials at Hutchins.
There's nothing inherently objectionable about that, as long as everyone else got the same treatment. They didn't.
But in a contentious public hearing held yesterday, State Canal Corporation Director Michael Fleischer defended the deal.
I think the record shows that it was not a secret operation, that there were four public meetings alone, and then it went to the state controller.
Fleischer denied that Richard Hutchins received favorable treatment because of contributions to the Republican Party. The contract was worth only $30,000, Fleischer said, in part because the development rights expire in 4 years. Also, as the project goes forward, the company will have to pay far more in fees.
Annual revenue to the Canal Corporation would be approximately $1 million. This would represent a 50% increase in total annual canal revenues.
All involved agree that the real estate venture is high risk. Much of the Erie Canal region is economically depressed, hit hard by the loss of manufacturing jobs. This is Little Falls, a town an hour west of Albany. Water drains from the enormous lock that once lifted industrial barges 40 feet. A century ago, this was the center of America's booming expansion.
A water highway would compete with the St. Lawrence River.
Highways and railroads have long since made the canal obsolete. Most of the factories in Little Falls sit idle. With the exception of a few pleasure boats, the canal is empty. The state now runs the waterway at a deficit that tops $60 million a year.
It is terribly underutilized.
Local resident Alan Vincent serves on a commission organized to protect the canal's history. Vincent says new development, like the Hutchins project, is needed desperately.
It's a different type of access than we've had before. They would be able to access the canal right from their own homes. It affords more opportunity for businesses to develop along the canal.
But others, like local businessman Al Castrucci, shake their heads at the idea of a developer buying up a 50-mile waterfront easement for less money than they paid for their own homes.
If it's the right 50 miles, it'd be a real good deal. He'll probably pick the cream, I would think, if he's smart.
In fact, Hutchins spokesman won't say yet which parcels the company will choose. But Thomas Bistrick, a partner in the firm, says Hutchins hopes to break ground on the first 300-home development before next May. After spending $500,000 developing the project, Bistrick denies that it was a sweetheart deal.
We have not seen one dime of income out of this yet. As we invest more money and more money, then we have to sell the lots off. And I don't know if we're going to sell one lot. We don't know if these are going to sell yet.
During yesterday's hearing, Assemblyman Brodsky, a Democrat from Westchester County, also chastised the state's Republican administration for other land deals along the canal, which he says were carried out with little public notice and little financial scrutiny.
Would you sell your house without having done an appraisal? No, that's not the way you did. They wouldn't dispose of their homes the way they disposed of public property.
Canal Corporation officials say the Hutchins project will go forward, but they do plan to make changes in the way land deals are advertised and audited along the Erie Canal. One land sale is now on hold, pending a review by New York's comptroller. Brian Mann, NPR News.